Exclusive, Eric Greitens, January 6 committee hearings are massive distraction from Biden's failures. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on June 18, 2022. Eric Greitens, former Missouri governor and current candidate for U.S. Senate, spoke with Breitbart News about how the January 6 committee's primetime hearings are a massive distraction from all of Joe Biden's failures. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle opened the interview with Greitens by asking him about the recent report that Stephen Colbert staffers were arrested for breaching the U.S. Capitol on Thursday. The arrest of Colbert's staffers shows the collusion between the left, Renos, the mainstream media, Hollywood, the entertainment industry, according to Greitens. The former Missouri governor criticized the January 6 committee's primetime hearings for being a massive distraction from all of President Joe Biden's failures. Boyle mentioned that Representative Vicky Hartzler, RMO, one of Greitens's opponents in Missouri's Senate race, penned a letter to one of her constituents where she condemned former President Donald Trump for his behavior leading up to, on, and after the January 6 Capitol riots. Boyle said, I have this letter that she wrote in the aftermath of January 6. She says, I condemn President Trump's attempt to publicly pressure Vice President Pence to act unconstitutionally by rejecting certain elected state electoral votes. She also condemns the president for his words leading up to and during the rally that took place prior to the certification process. So she's siding with the January 6 committee. Greitens criticized his opponent for her attacks against Trump and noted that she shares similar sentiments to Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell, RKY. Vicky Hartzler came out viciously attacked President Trump. And you know who else viciously attacked President Trump? Mitch McConnell, which is one of the reasons why I was the first U.S. Senate candidate in the country to say that when I am elected to the U.S. Senate, I'm voting against Mitch McConnell, Greitens said. Greitens went on to criticize his other opponent, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, for his pledge to support McConnell's efforts to retain a Senate leadership position. I have another opponent, Eric Schmidt, has actually said he's supporting Mitch McConnell. He's supporting all of these attacks against President Trump. Greitens said four key points show the true reason for the January 6 committee's primetime hearings. The first is the obvious one is that this is just a massive distraction from all of Joe Biden's failures, Greitens said. It's a distraction from inflation. It's a distraction from the open borders failure. It's a distraction from the massive rise in violence across the country. The second point is also important that this January 6 committee was handpicked and designed to attack President Trump's allies, Greitens continued. The third point is that what you're seeing here is actually a big cover-up. They're not talking about Nancy Pelosi, her failures on that day there and also not talking about federal involvement on that day, Greitens said. But perhaps the fourth and most important point, Matt, is that once again, what do we see? President Trump and his allies are out there, they're on the front lines. They are taking all of the heat, and what do we see? Renos are stabbing President Trump in the back, Greitens added. Boyle mentioned that if Republicans take back control of Congress after the midterms, he would like to see primetime hearings on how Joe Biden unleashed the inflation crisis and the border crisis. Greitens agreed with Boyle's idea and emphasized the need to elect America First leaders instead of Renos. Greitens said, I think you're exactly right, Matt. And let's take first, let's look strategically, and then we'll talk operationally. Strategically, let's recognize the importance of the point that you're making that you have to have the right Republicans. We can't have Renos anymore. We need to have strong America First leaders. Because if you think back and you remember the entire Trump-Russia collusion hoax, the first 2 years of that was aided and abetted by Renos, who allowed the whole Trump-Russia collusion hoax to go. For we had Republicans in the majority that in the House, in the Senate, they should have had President Trump's back and they failed to do so. On the topic of America First leaders, Boyle highlighted the victories across the country by Trump-backed candidates, including J.D. Vance, Adam Laxalt, and Sheriff Joe Lombardo, and asked Greitens if he's pleased with the amount of America First Republicans winning their primary elections. Greitens said these elections are evidence of an extraordinarily strong America First movement. He said, 100%, I think what you're seeing across the country is an extraordinarily strong America First movement. Patriots around the country have recognized that we face a choice. The choice is very simple. It is surrender to leftist tyranny, or we all step up with courage and we can push for and work towards the revival of our republic, and patriots are stepping forward. There's tremendous energy there. What we need to have, though, is we need to have America First leaders in key positions, not just in the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, but also in state legislatures, because one of the things that we saw that is holding us back is the failure of Reno's to redistrict. To conclude, Gryden said that the next class of U.S. senators just need a few extraordinarily strong leaders with courage to step forward and point the way to lead, just as President Trump has always done on America First issues, to lead on America First policy. This is a moment where our country needs every patriot to step forward. If every patriot steps forward and does what they can do, gets behind the right candidates, raises their voice, shares, he said. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.